morning and for the sermon, the Director of the Work here in Southeast Asia and Australasia, Mr. Dean Wilson.
Good morning to all of you here in Burleigh. It's nice to be back. Even though we had a very pleasant few days up in Cairns with an enjoyable group of people, about 260 keeping the feast there, it was very enjoyable. It rained a bit and was a bit cooler than it is here, but it was a very enjoyable feast, and I think all of them are headed out, or they headed for Green Island yesterday when we left, and it looked like they were going to have a fairly nice day for it, and we're having a very enjoyable feast up there, really enjoyable. I had thought this year that we would cut down on the announcements. The only way to cut down on announcements that I know of is get a scissors. But we seem to have a lot of announcements, and I have a lot of announcements concerning the work, so I'm going to hurry on through these. Then I have a sermon that, I'll explain the sermon later. Okay, for the announcements. These are some enjoyable announcements. The first one comes from Brian Holmes. Now, for those of you that know Brian, don't faint on this one. Says, Brian Hose of Sydney South Church would like to announce his engagement, to be married, that is, to Jeanette Barkman of the Wollongong Church. Well, congratulations, Brian and Jeanette. We're real happy about that. Mr. and Mrs. Alan Brick would like to announce the engagement of their daughter, Miss Jennifer Brick, to Mr. Arthur Paris of Honolulu, Hawaii. You know, that's a shame, you bachelors, letting these Hawaiians or these Yankees steal good Australian girls. And how you ever let that happen? Another one, Caboolture Men's Septet members, please meet backstage for a practice after the service today, behind the stage. That's the Caboolture Men's Septet members. The chairlift has offered a deduction for all church members on Thursday anytime after 12 o'clock. Charges to adults $1.50, children's 80 cents. And the music show starts at 2 p.m. That's the chairlift. Basketball. I didn't know we played basketball here in Australia. Telebudger National Fitness Camp, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Friday. Men and boys, ladies and girls, all welcome. Come join us. Featured will be the Bundaberg YOU's challenge match against Brisbane Church. Ghastly. Bundaberg has what, 50 people in the church? Brisbane has 400? Well, that should be about equal. Seathorpe's Terrors thrash Garner's Giants. I assume Thorpe's Terrors are Bundaberg and the Garner's Giants are the meek and lowly Brisbane group. Intended players, see Jim Bellamy by 3 p.m. Thursday, or add your name to the list on the bulletin board or the notice board. Feel sorry for you there in Brisbane. There's a cruise this afternoon. Says there's still 28 places left on the cruise. Says, just a reminder about the boat cruise this afternoon, the Shangri-La and the Gold Coaster will leave the wharf at the western end of Cavell Street, Surfer's Paradise, near the Tiki Village. Please be there by 3:15 p.m. and look for the Shangri-La and the Gold Coaster. Now, if you don't know where Cavell Avenue is and exactly where it would be in Surfer's Paradise, it's on the part of the Pacific Highway going north. It'll be on that area, in that area, so you shouldn't have any difficulty finding it. It's $8 per adult. Cash is preferred. No IOUs. $4 for children 11 to 12. Pay as you go on board. There is a multi-story car park about 100 yards past Cavell Avenue, right-hand side of the main highway. Dress is casual, shorts, slacks, swimmers. Bring a cardigan as could be cool in the evening. I don't know if that group's going to go by our house or not. I may go out and catch some mullet. I'll throw you one on the way. If you have any questions, please see Reg Wright. A lady needs a lift to Tamworth on Wednesday after the feast. That's Tamworth. If you don't know where Tamworth is, why, you're probably not involved. Down in New South Wales. If anyone can help, could they please contact the desk immediately after services today so she knows whether to book on a coach or not. The reason's being announced today. So if you're going to be headed toward the Tamworth area and have room, a lady would like a ride, but she needs to know right away so she can book on the coach if she can't find a ride. A lady and possibly a boy, I don't know if they have a question about whether it's a boy or a girl, but a lady and possibly a boy too requires a lift to Brisbane this afternoon or this evening. If anyone can help, could they please leave their name at the desk after services? So if you're from Brisbane and headed up that direction this afternoon, and give a lady and a boy a lift, they would appreciate it very much. Friday afternoon, 2 p.m., soccer, Telebudger Fitness Camp. Those interested in playing should add their names to the list on the notice board. That's soccer. By next year, we're going to organize a cricket game. I'm going to learn to play cricket. I watched the test match, and that looks like fun. Only one thing, I'm sure I couldn't do any bowling, but I could try the fielding and the batting. It'd be fun to get a hold of that bat. I think it'd be very interesting. And David Noller has promised to give me some expert help around here a little later on this year. So we'll have a cricket match next year. Announcement to all YOU members. Application forms for both YOU summer camps, both YOU summer camps, are available on the reception desk just outside the rear entrance to this hall. These are the applications for the New South Wales and the Queensland YOU summer camp. Alan Dean's New South Wales YOU camp is in the far north of New South Wales, runs from December 23rd to January 2nd. In fact, it's so far north in New South Wales, it's almost in Queensland. And is available, in fact, it's about 30 or 40 kilometers down the road here, and is available to all New South Wales YOU members. The New South Wales YOU has also extended an invitation to Queensland YOU members aged 15 to 19. The Queensland area YOU camp is once again on, open to Queensland area YOU members up to 14 years of age. Both camps look like being very successful. Check the latest issue of yours for further details. Application forms available at the rear of this hall can be completed by you at the feast and returned to the personnel at the reception desk. So if you want to go to those camps, why, get the application forms. You young people from New South Wales and Queensland. That's all the local announcements. I've got a few announcements here concerning the work. I'll save some for tomorrow, and maybe even save a few for the Sabbath. But things are really looking excellent. Mr. John Crabtree just brought me a report on September's income. And of course, we haven't been able to process the mail that comes in for the last week. And even without the last week's mail, we have broken every existing record insofar as the Australian work is concerned for income. And it looks like it's going to be one of the biggest months, or the biggest month, in the history of the Australian work. And it just looks exciting to me, and it's going to really mean a lot in the months ahead throughout this coming fiscal year. So far on our three holy day offerings, Trumpets, Atonement, and the First Holy Day, we've had a total of $113,831 come in, and that's a lot of money. 22.8% increase in those first three holy days. It's going to mean a lot insofar as the Australian work is concerned. I'm really excited about it and anxious after the feast now to get back into the office and to analyze what has gone on and to begin to lay down our plans throughout the rest of this fiscal year. They're pretty well planned, but it's going to be exciting now to realize even more that we're going to be able to complete all of those plans, and the work is really going to be able to jump ahead. I think it is exciting, and it's going to help up in Asia as well. So all in all, just to me, it is very interesting and exciting and good news as far as the Australian work is concerned. I'll be talking. I have a member letter to read to you. I'll read that tomorrow morning because it takes quite a while. It's from Mr. Ted Armstrong. And I'll be reading that to you tomorrow morning. And it's about the work worldwide. And so we'll have that tomorrow morning. I've got a telex here from Mr. McCullough again that is good news for the ministry here in Australia. It says, greetings, good news, GTA committed today to worldwide conference January the 3rd through the 8th. All church pastors, this will give a lead time to plan. Some areas may not be able to afford, but we will try for a new few at least. Try to plan budget to accomplish it if it's possible. And then he tells us to go ahead and announce it to the members. And to me, that's exciting. Because in past years, we've not had the financial ability to send very many of the Australian ministers to a conference. And I'm hoping this year, and I've had Rod checking into it and getting the price factors and all that sort of thing, by going on group ratings, I feel that personally, the way things are looking, that we'll be able to send all of the church pastors here in Australia to the conference this year. And it is an important thing. It's an exciting thing for them. It helps them to grow in the knowledge and understanding and unity and harmony of the work. And they come back all excited and thrilled and bring the news to you. And it should be exciting to you to see your church pastor be able to go to one of those conferences. Because it's going to mean a lot to them. It's going to mean a lot to all of the ministry in Australia. And it's going to mean an awful lot to you in the sermons and the sermonettes and the announcements and the excitement they're going to bring back with them. So it is a tremendous opportunity. You know, we usually have an annual conference. You know, you might think, well, it's going to cost so much. Well, you know, we usually have an annual conference of the Australian ministry, usually up here on the Gold Coast. And it's going to cost us probably not more than $15,000 to $20,000 more than that conference. And it is well worth it. In fact, it'll be less than that, about $15,000 more than having a conference right here in the Gold Coast for the ministry. It's probably the last time in history we'll be able to do it because the ministry is growing rapidly here in Australia and we're going to be adding to the numbers, and it may be the last opportunity for us to do it, but I would certainly like to take the entire bunch of our church pastors to Pasadena and let them know that Australia is on the map. And believe you me, we would. We were tempted for all of us to buy tan safari suits with the hat and the whole bit, short pants with the stockings, the whole bit, and all wear them one day at the conference, to where no one but no one would miss the fact that Australia has landed. And I'll do my part. I don't know if we'll wear the safari outfit. I doubt we'll do that. But I'll tell you this. I'll get as many of the men into speaking situations and sermonettes and sermons as I possibly can at the conference, and we'll probably be there for two Sabbaths, and maybe they'll even permit me to give a sermon again in Pasadena. They kind of banned me there for a while after one I gave coming from Canada. Some guy was heard to say after the sermon was over, how does that Canadian get off coming down here and telling us these things? Well, that's life. They're going to hear it from the Australian end this time. Because the Australian work is growing, the Australian work is expanding, and the Australian work is responsible for half the population of the world, so why shouldn't we be represented at the conference, a worldwide conference for the church? And I won't hesitate to tell them so. Tell them those Yankees that they're slackers. Because they're not committing any of their finances to the international work. They're too self-centered. So, I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. I hope you really appreciate the opportunity it's going to present. And I think all the guys are excited about it, and it should be a terrific time insofar as the men are concerned and a real education. And I don't know, to me, I'm really excited about it. Well, here at the feast, not here in the Gold Coast, but we've had another event take place, or in the process of taking place, and that's ordinations at the feast this year. And we're having 13 ordinations at the feast this year here in Australia. And to me, that again is extremely good news because we want to start new churches. We're anxious to expand the churches we have. And we're anxious to increase the number of campaigns we have this next year, possibly as high as 300 or so this next year. And it's going to mean a lot of work for a lot of people. And the ministers have worked hard this year. You brethren have worked hard and helped out in those campaigns. And we certainly have appreciated it. And so here are the ordinations. Some of them haven't taken place as yet, but most of them have. Maybe you'll recognize some of the names. Going from local elder to preaching elder, Bob Rigazzoli, who's pastoring the Bendigo Church, Bruce Dean, who's pastoring the Emerald, Bundaberg, and Rockhampton churches, John McLean, the preaching elder, who's pastoring Bathurst and Blackheath, and Kerry Gubb, who is pastoring the church and a couple of Bible studies out in Gippsland. Now, they're all being ordained, or probably have been ordained by now, to preaching elder. Now to local elder. First time in the ministry, Darcy Watson from the Sydney area. Actually, I think he goes to the Newcastle Church on occasion. He's kind of halfway in between. He works halfway in between, that is. But Darcy Watson, also from down in the New South Wales area, Phil Plows from up at Blackheath, and I think probably a lot of you know Phil. He's worked very hard at the feast for years and years. Russ Kustin from the Sydney, North Church, I'll say, and probably be wrong. And Alan Gubb, who's the father of Kerry Gubb. I thought it would be interesting if Bob would have Kerry ordain his father. That would be kind of unique, you know. I don't know if he did or not. But Alan Gubb is in the Sydney West Church, I hope. I think. I may be getting those wrong. Then on down in Melbourne, Mark Cardona was going to ordain Terry Villiers, John Ferrier, who's out in the Ballarat area, and Bill Robinson, or William Robinson, from the Melbourne area. When I go over to Adelaide, I will be ordaining Charles Orr as a local elder and Tony Morrell as a local elder. And again, this is going to be a big boost to the Australian ministry and to the Australian work. It's going to give us more manpower and allow us to branch out and, frankly, do a much bigger and a much better job. And so, again, this has been, so far, a very exciting feast. Cairns was just a real find. And from what I've heard, you've had some excellent sermons and sermonettes here, and that you're just having a fine feast here on the Gold Coast. I don't see how anyone could help but enjoy the Gold Coast. We went out to dinner last night with Alan, I'm going to forget his name, Dean. Alan Dean. I look out there at that beach. Man, oh man. All of you young people. It'd be fun walking up and down that beach nice and warm in the evening in the moonlight. Man. Actually, it's even fun for older people, too. So how can you not enjoy a feast? How can you not enjoy a surrounding like this? And you endure the sermons, maybe, and you're certainly going to endure the one I have today. And the story that I have, it's going to be kind of... I better shut up. Okay. Well, that's about it for the announcements. But we do have special music. We're going to have a vocal solo entitled The Holy City, words by F.E. Weatherly, music composed by Stephen Adams, to be sung by Mr. Tom Burchard, with piano accompanied by Mrs. June Essex. After that, we'll have one more song to wake you all up, and then I'll give you that sermon that I was talking about.